Okay, so I'm gonna forward the rescheduling of this specific route for this order to your area manager in the home office, and the process will pretty much snowball from there. They'll let us know about what's availability is, and we'll go ahead with that. And what is the next order number?
The next one is going to be, yeah, like I said, it was just kind of a bad situation. They loaded us up with like 12 stops today, and they were like, dude, he's got to be done at like 3:30.
Yeah, no, it's no problem.
So let's see. The next one's going to be 070-185-1000. Echo.
For Lay Perica,
Yes.
Perica. Okay, and the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are these the last two stops on your route that needs to be rescheduled, or?
I've actually got two more.
Or are these like two separate routes?
So it's all under the same route, but just, yeah, just two other stops. So it should be four total that are getting rescheduled.
Okay, so there's a six on the route. So what are the names of the ones you did complete?
I don't actually have that info anymore. Once we complete it out, it goes out of our e-tracks, and I can't see it anymore.
What
So
about
the
the
ones
four that what about the four that are left?
the
Do
four
you
that
have
are
that
left
info?
is, yeah, we've got Danielle, Lee, and then Bob Durr and Angela McClemmer. Those
Okay.
were the only ones. The only ones that are left on the route that it's showing.
Are the customers aware of this?
No, they're not.
Okay. One moment.
Yeah, my manager basically just said, hey, just do as much as you can and then get it called in because I didn't want to tell people, hey, we're not going to be able to get to you and then be like, oh, well, yeah, now we have time.
I understand. Give me one moment. I'm going to picture it'll be full. One moment.